Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tomorrow's historic Bills signing is another promise made, another promise kept. That from Caroline Levitt, except as we all know, that Bills signing didn't happen because it's not promises made, promises kept. Donald Trump threw a massive temper tantrum yesterday, losing his damn mind. And the thing is, we have some more details about this that it's truly stunning. Okay, this guy crashes out, he's losing his mind, and he does everything he can to control his cult. We have some big news about the fact that Bill Cassidy yesterday seemed to be standing up for the president, but now not so more. Let's hop right into this. Let's go through the timeline of events. So we have the entire press conference literally set up, ready to go. Donald Trump is about to sign an objectively historic bill. I made a TikTok about this, and I said Donald Trump had the opportunity pretty much for free, handed to him in his lap, to take one of, if not the biggest political win of his entire career. This housing bill was objectively a great bill. Elizabeth Warren worked hard on it. Democrats liked it. Former Obama people worked hard on it. And in a rare bipartisan feat, Congress comes together and passes it overwhelmingly. And of course, Democrats know that this is going to give Trump a massive political win, but most of them don't care. They don't care. They just want to help the American people and lower prices. All Donald Trump had to do to take this massive victory lap right before the midterms is show up and sign. But he didn't. He crashes the hell out and says, I'm not signing anything. I'm not doing it. I want the Save America Act to be passed because he's psychotic and he's losing. He keeps losing. His Iran war is failing. Obviously, prices are rising. His poll numbers are a disaster. And so he says, we need to try to do everything we can to pass the Save America Act so the federal government has significantly more power in our elections. Maybe because he's trying to rig it. So this is a video right here. This is a Republican senator. This is actually really funny. She shows up to what's supposed to be the press conference. See if you can read her lips. Something to the effect of, well, I guess I'll just go back to my office and work on a few things. Kind of sitting there bewildered, like, oh, I thought, you know, the president was going to be here to sign this bill. But again, bailing last minute after it had all been set up and screwing over not only Senate Republicans, not only House Republicans, but people in the White House. I mean, Caroline Levitt looking like an absolute fool, and she is 100% going to be thrown all these questions. If there's any half-decent journalists out there of, hey, you tweeted this, how do you know, is it embarrassing? Is it foolish? Do you regret tweeting this? Why does the president change his mind so abruptly? So then, and I don't know, I actually have a feeling this is just bad timing, okay? Not great timing for, you know, Donald Trump or Senate Republicans, but they have this lunch scheduled after Donald Trump crashes out. He's like, I'm canceling the bill. And obviously, you know, walking into this, Senate Republicans are furious. I mean, they were on the stage, like, touting the bill signing right before Trump canceled it. They looked so dumb, and they finally had the opportunity to, again, take that political victory lap, and Donald Trump ruined it for them. This is Donald Trump and John Thune, the Senate leader in the, the Republican Senate leader, obviously, in the Senate, walking here toward lunch. I want you to pay very, very, very close attention to John Thune's body language. And then we're going to get into this new news about Bill Cassidy, because Donald Trump has this massive crash out and then forces him back into line, absolutely nuts. Take a look at this.
The war is going very well. As you know, we're winning by a lot. Iran is making very big concessions. We'll see what happens, but it's been very, very, very powerful. It's going very, very well.
A little bit, it appeared, a struggle to lost his breath here, struggling to breathe, like out of breath after walking and talking. Let me know if you noticed that in the comments down below. But I'm just going to go slow here for a second, and I want to zoom in. Like, look at Senator John Thune. He's waving. He's saying, you know, He expects to walk by. Donald Trump tapping him, hold on a second, I do want to talk to the media. And then he stops, and he's like, he can't, he pulls at his ear, and just his face right here. I mean, I would challenge you to go look at other clips as well online. Like, he looks so mad. So mad. So they go to lunch. They're ready. And this blows up because Donald Trump's war in Iran is failing, and the Senate recently voted and passed this War Powers Resolution Act, which is mainly just symbolic, but essentially said that the Senate and Congress feel as if Donald Trump, or actually are ordering technically, Donald Trump to pull troops out from Iran. Now, it doesn't actually hold any weight. The president doesn't have to sign it, but it is symbolic. And it was pretty surprising because, you know, Democrats have been trying to pass this for a while, and it very much shows Donald Trump and the American people, at least, like, we're not on the same page as the president of the United States. Now, obviously, if you weren't on the same page, maybe you wouldn't be such cowards about it, but, you know, you pass some symbolic thing. Well, of course, symbolic stuff matters to Donald Trump. So he gets in this meeting and he crashes out. He's like, I can't believe you people, Senate Republicans, you went against me. And then it's this big blow up with Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana. He confronted Trump over the Iran memorandum of understanding, quote, yelling at him during the Senate GOP luncheon. Trump told Cassidy to sit down. Cassidy refused. He raised his voice even higher. Trump called Cassidy a, quote, lunatic. Cassidy called Trump brother. Trump said he wasn't his brother. And we heard a little bit from Bill Cassidy about this, but essentially saying during the meeting, you told us and the American people it was going to be 3 weeks. Now we're well over 100 days. We need answers. And the American people deserve answers. And then he's like, sit down, Senator Cassidy. And Senator Cassidy says, no, I'm not sitting down. Answer the question. And then Trump says, you know, you're a lunatic. And he says, I'm not a lunatic, brother. And that's pretty, you know, intense. Like, you don't call Donald Trump Mr. President. You say, brother. Not, that's not true, Mr. President. That's not true, brother. He said, don't call me brother. I'm not your brother. Sit down. And here's the thing. I made a video about this yesterday and I said, okay, Senator Bill Cassidy, he lost his primary. Now, is it frustrating the fact that it seems like people will only stand up when they lose their primaries? Yes. Like Thomas Massie fought hard as hell. Don't get me wrong. But like a lot of these Republicans need to do what Thomas Massie or any of the fewer Republicans did / will do, which is have any type of a conscious lead with morals and values and say, I don't care if I get primaried. I don't care. I'm going to do what's right because I don't know. I have some values and some morals, even if I don't agree with them. Me personally, I mean. So I'm like, okay, shout out Bill Cassidy. He's standing up for what's right. He does an interview and he's like, I'm not going to be bullied into silence when I'm looking for the truth for the American people. All right. You know, again, you just lost the primary. So now it's like easier for you, I guess, but whatever. Whatever. But here's the thing. They end up having a private conversation last night. And all of a sudden, the vote for the Iran War Powers flips. The Senate has now voted 50-47-1 to block the Iran War Powers resolution after Trump personally lobbied Republicans today after the resolution originally passed 50-48. Bill Cassidy flipped from supporting the measure to opposing it following a White House briefing while Senator Rand Paul switched to present. Trump's post following the vote is below. And again, this from late last night. So the president confronts Bill Cassidy in this meeting, screams at him, crashes out. Bill Cassidy says, I'm going to stand up. There's some reports of some, you know, meeting or another conversation between these two, some White House briefing, something along those lines. And he flips. When is somebody going to have a spine? Again, Donald Trump doing anything and everything to keep the cult in line. What possibly could have been said? We could take a few guesses, right? I mean, Donald Trump obviously must have threatened Bill Cassidy in some way. The question is how? Because again, you lost your primary. I mean, you're leaving Congress. What do you have to lose? And I want to know, if you made it this far in the video, let me know in the comments down below what you think caused Bill Cassidy to change. Maybe he's threatening him with like whatever he's going to do in his future. Like, oh, I know you want, you know, some job and some part of the government. I can lobby for that. Obviously, I'm the president of the United States. You don't want to screw me over on this. I don't, I'm trying to think. It could be a multitude of things, but it's also kind of interesting. A little, maybe you could go down and become a little conspiratorial. be like, wow, what would have caused Bill Cassidy, after standing up to Donald Trump, being like, you know, calling him brother, not Mr. President, being very disrespectful, then going on like a little media circus saying, yes, this did happen, the reports are true, and I'm going to do what's right for the American people, to literally less than 12 hours flipping your vote. I mean, I don't know. Donald Trump doing anything and everything to keep the cult in line. This party is a party of personality, and Donald Trump will attack anyone who doesn't fully support the Iran war, anyone who doesn't, you know, fully support the big, beautiful bill. If you're not fully in line with Donald Trump, protecting pedophiles, starting wars, increasing pricing, and this insane division that we have in the United States, if you don't support all that, Donald Trump will do anything and everything to keep you in line, protect himself, protect his friends, protect, you know, the massive amount of money he's making, and overall, for Donald Trump, the power. It's all about the power. And again, this is another angle here, John Thune, Donald Trump, in front of the press. Watch John Thune. I mean, they despise Donald Trump. The question is, when is somebody going to stand up? And Bill Cassidy stands up and then immediately gets back in line. When are one of these people going to look at Donald Trump's temper tantrum and say, I don't care. I have morals. I have values. The Constitution matters to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a naive kid. Take a listen.
Just broke the $70 number. Who would have thought that was going to happen? And that's during the war. And Iran is being very nice. They're agreeing to everything that I want. And they have to. Otherwise, we just go back and do what we have to do.
Senator John Thune, like, literally not walking with the President of the United States, not walking him, you know, out of Congress, just walking the other direction, not saying anything. And this, I mean, again, can't even keep the facial expressions under control. Obviously, you're the leader of the Senate. You know, this is pretty high level politics. Donald Trump finishes. We're going to do, you know, the right thing. We're going to bomb the shit out of him, blah, blah. And then look at his face. And he walks away. They despise him. They despise him and his nonsense. Right when they feel like they have a win, he crashes out, temper tantrum. Who is going to be the next person to stand up to this nonsense? Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. And by the way, if you made it all the way to the end, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Malko channel, so make sure you click like and subscribe, share the video out, all the good stuff. It really helps us in the algorithm here on the Adam Malko channel. And my name is Chris Mowry. There will be a link right down below to my YouTube channel where I post very similar videos to this. Adam and I appreciate all the support lately, and I appreciate the support over on my YouTube channel. You guys are truly, truly, truly the best. I hope everybody has a great rest of your week into the weekend. You're almost there. I'm proud of you. I will see you here tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.